imagine coming into the sitting practice, the posture that works for you. Taking care that there's ease in the posture, and that ease is balanced with wakefulness. Posture that will allow us to be here for whatever shows, with some interest, with lots of interest, with a spirit of welcome and friendliness. Knowing the sensations of sitting just as they are, feeling the touch points. Being aware of breathing, of being breathed, that breathing is simply happening. And as we are naturally breathing or being breathed, the sounds are also simply coming and going, all of their own accord, nature unfolding. And we can anchor ourselves in the present moment, a home base, as it were, for our awareness by focusing on the sounds or a sense of the sitting sensations, or if you prefer the breath, wherever it's easy for you to feel it, nostrils, chest, belly, or perhaps the whole of the body. So choosing a home base for your awareness. And simply resting the awareness there in the home base. And when other experiences show, trying on the noting practice that is like this. So there's perhaps a strong sound, as we just heard, and your anchor is on the breath. And yet, of course, you notice the hearing. And so just to label it, hearing, 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 hearing. An emotion shows, feeling, feeling, or sad, sad, anxious, anxious. Strong body sensation shows, same idea, stretching, stretching, pressure, pressure, or even more generally, sensing, sensing. And being with that experience for whatever its life may be, often with thinking, it bursts, the bubble of thought disappears the moment we say thinking, thinking. but other experiences may last a little longer. Being with and opening to all the experiences as they show, and then coming back to whatever your home base is. And noticing too how it feels to label experiences in that manner. How does that feel? And you might even contrast how that feels by trying on saying, I am thinking, and then thinking, or I am feeling, or I am hearing, or I am sensing, I am pulsing. I am vibrating, I am stretching, whatever the sensation might be. Or just stretching, pulsing, and so on. And just notice. In particular, notice if there's any ease that shows. Sometimes when we label experiences, we've actually been lost in them for quite a while, lost in thought or emotion, sound, sensations, really lost in them. And in those moments that we notice that, we can really bring attention to the clinging, how we may be clinging to the experience in some way or another. We might have some sense of identifying with the experience, of taking it very personally. And we can feel what that's like, and then we can also try on that simple note. Ah, planning, planning, worrying, worrying. Taking the I out of it. In essence, letting go and noticing how that feels. How does it feel each moment that we let go and don't identify with all these different experiences? And then we can rest again in whatever our home base is for the awareness. Opening with friendliness and interest. as we notice experiences that show, we can also simply try on silently saying to ourselves, this is not I, this is not mine, this is not myself. Not I, not mine, not myself. And simply notice how that feels, how that sits with you. And as the experience drifts off, passes away, coming back to your home base. And if there's restlessness or sleepiness, two of the really common hindrances showing, this is not I, this is not mine, this is not myself. Same too for the other hindrances of grasping after pleasures, of aversion, the not wanting mind, or doubt. This is not I, this is not mine, this is not myself. Seeing what happens with that. And resting again in the home base. If you notice you've gotten caught up in wanting or not wanting, sense of craving, clinging, You may find it especially helpful to try on saying to it, oh, this is not mine. This is not mine. And notice how that sits with you. If you've been swept away in a story, a fantasy, a perception, an opinion, you might find it very helpful to say to yourself, oh, this is not I. This is not who I am. Notice how that feels. And if you're really caught up in some view of yourself by way of any kind of experience, thoughts, emotions, sensations, there's a strong sense of a view of yourself and a separate self, you might find it helpful to say, this is not myself. This is not myself. And notice and open with that. And always anchoring back in your home base again and again and again. Meditation teacher Noah Levine says, everything is unfolding based on causes and conditions. Our happiness or suffering is dependent on how we relate to the present moment. If we cling now, we suffer later. If we let go and respond with compassion or friendliness, we create happiness and well-being for the future. The not-self characteristic can help us open to a larger sense of who we are, of how we are. And Einstein said, a human being is part of the whole called by universe, a part limited in time and space. We experience ourselves, our thoughts and feelings, as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of our consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion, to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty.